Chapter 19. But the impious ones were assailed until the end by a merciless fury. For God knew beforehand what they were yet to do, that, though they themselves had agreed to the departure and had eagerly sent them on their way, they would regret it and pursue them. For while their hands were still engaged in mourning and were bewailing at burials of corpses, they adopted another mindless rationalization, and those whom they had entreated to depart, they pursued as fugitives. For the doom which they deserved drew them on to this end, and struck them with forgetfulness of what had befallen them, so that they might fill up the tortures of their chastisement, and that, indeed, your people might experience a glorious journey, while these impious ones met a rare type of death. For the whole creation, in its several kinds, was being made over anew, serving its natural orders, so that your boys might be preserved unharmed. The cloud was overshadowing their camp, but dry land was seen emerging out of what had previously been water. An unimpeded road emerged out of the sea of reeds, and a grassy plain out of a violent wave. After they had beheld marvelous portents, the whole nation, sheltered by your hand, passed through. For they ranged about like horses, and bounded about like lambs, praising you, O Lord, the one who had delivered them. For they still remembered what had happened in their sojourn, how indeed, rather than offspring of animals, the land brought forth gnats, but rather than fishes, the river swarmed with a multitude of frogs. But later, they also saw a new kind of bird when, prompted by craving, they asked for pleasant things to eat. For, to relieve them, quail came to them from the sea. And the retributions did not come upon the sinners, without signs given beforehand, from the vigor of the thunderbolts. For they rightly suffered for their own wicked deeds. For they even treated their guests with the more grievous hatred. For indeed, those others did not receive unknown visitors, but these made slaves of guests who were their benefactors. And not that only, but instead, what visitation was to be theirs, since they received the foreigners with enmity? But these, after receiving them with festivities, oppressed with terrible toils, those who now shared with them the same rights. But they were struck even with blindness, like those others had been at the doors of the righteous one, when, surrounded by yawning darkness, each tried to find the passage to his own doors. For the elements interchanged with one another, like the strings of a harp, which produce a new melody, while the flow of music steadily persists. And this can be clearly perceived from a review of what took place. For creatures on dry land were changed into water creatures, and those that swam went over onto land. Fire maintained its own power, even in water. And water forgot its quenching nature. Flames, by contrast, neither consumed the flesh of perishable animals which walked about in them, nor melted the ice-like, quick-melting kind of immortal food. For in every way, O Lord, you magnified and glorified your people, and unfailing, you stood by them in every time and place.